Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And this is what I've seen from him in the past. It's keeping the ball down, executing pitches, you know, pitch after pitch. And you know, that's a good lineup and a tough place to pitch. And I thought that, you know, I'll have to go back and look at the tape, but it looked like to me he was still getting a lot of movement on his pitches, and that's not standard for most guys here. So he did a heck of a job, and you can tell his confidence is high, and he's getting on a roll.
The way he was locating his cutter and sinker and having those two pitches play off of each other, was that, in your mind, the biggest key tonight?
Yeah, when you can crisscross whatever corner it is you want to do that with, that makes guys pretty good. You know, the guys that can play those two pitches off of one another, that's what you want. You know, you want that that sinker cutter, sinker slider action, and crisscrossing corners, and that makes you really tough.
What's allowed him to be so much more efficient the last couple times out?
Yeah, getting ahead, right? Whether it's actually throwing a strike or understanding that they're going to swing out of the zone a little bit. You know, today I thought that he did a really good job of not giving in and throwing it over the plate, because they kept on expanding the zone a little bit. So you recognize that if they're not expanding the zone, you throw it over the plate, and then you expand, and he did a good job of recognizing he didn't necessarily need to do that.
It seems Marcus's confidence never wavers, and you spoke to the idea during a slow start that eventually he'll be the pitcher that he is. Now that he's actually done that a couple times in a row, is that not a relief necessarily, but good to see?
Yeah, it's good to see. You know, I think that how he works and the things he does in between instills all of that confidence that he exudes every day. I mean, it's out there. We all know it, and it's great. And I think that keeps guys in a good frame of mind to turn things around when things aren't going so great. So it's good that he turned it around.
Anything Melville wasn't doing in the sixth inning that he had done in the previous five?
Yeah, you know, I think it's just you get to see him that third time through. He got some big double plays. I think he faced the minimum through five, and then we got to him. Just leaving some pitches up, and then the guys got to see him a couple times.
Mickey, Rosario's hitting over .375 when he's hitting eighth. I think it's actually his most productive spot in the lineup. So many guys struggle hitting in front of the pitcher. Why do you think he's been able to excel in that spot?
That's hard to say. You know, I think that what he's done more this year than in the past, no matter what spot he's hitting in, is he's not expanding the zone. And that's what you want out of an eight-hole hitter. You don't want someone that's going to go expand the zone because they're going to try to pitch around you. Another thing he's done so well this year is hit with two strikes. I know he's got a ton of hits with two strikes, and that's another thing. When if they do get ahead of you, you can hit with two strikes in that spot, it helps out. So just more disciplined hitter than he was in the past, and he continues to grow every single day.
We asked you last night about Matz's home road splits. Do you have an explanation for why Rosario's numbers are so much better on the road?
Yeah, I mean, 100 hits versus 66 hits. It's something you really can't put your finger on. It'll probably be the opposite next year. That's usually how these things go. But I'm glad he's swinging it well on the road.
Thank you.
Hey guys, I mean, there's not much time left in the season, but you did gain ground tonight.
You got to plug away. This team won't give up. We just got to come out, try to win every game we can, and see where the chips fall.